Free Talk Live. We are launching into hour number three of the show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free, 800-259-9231, Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
Hey, Wayne.
Hey, Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Last hour, we talked in detail about some tips, some tricks, some suggestions as to how to improve your financial situation, and anybody, even those of us with good financial sense, could always use a few tips and a few reminders about how to stay on top of the game. But right at the very end of the hour, Mark, you said something that I wanted to just discuss a little further, because I don't know if I agree. And you had said, want what you have.
Right, and that's the secret to happiness. And it's just a little phrase I heard somewhere, and I think that that's it.
I like the suggestion there. I like sort of the concept behind what you're saying, in that you should be satisfied with what you have. But at the same time, I don't think it's realistic for anyone to say that they could just want what they have. I mean, it's in our nature to want more, to grow our piece of the wealth pie.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's okay to want more and to want better. But what you really need to do is make sure you get it under control. There's a difference between wanting something and having it before it's time.
Right. I don't have any problem wanting things. What I have a problem with is being satisfied with what I've got. And so, therefore, I don't really need to work on wanting things. I need to work on being satisfied with what I've got. So that phrase works for me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Yeah, you know, something I think that some people get in the practice of thinking about five things they're thankful for every day.
Yeah, gratitude is a big thing.
And that gets you, sometimes it'll get you away from wanting, because that desire to want things kind of fills a hole for people.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can not focus on that, but focus on what you're thankful for right now, today in your life, whether it's relationships, you know, the car you have that works, that doesn't break down, whatever it might be, that helps.
Well, I agree with that, and I do that. And those are a good term for that. Positive affirmation, I think, would be a term for that. Talking about the things that are telling yourself what you appreciate, the things you're grateful for, and yeah, it could be the relationships that you have. It could be a variety of different things. Whatever is important to you, that's really important to help you feel content with what you currently have. But at the same time, I think it's okay to desire things into the future. Like, for instance, I desire more personal and economic freedom. I mean, that's something I want, and I want to work towards. I desire more affiliates carrying my radio show. I want that. It's something I can have. I can work towards that. So I think there's a fine line here between being happy with what you have, at the same time also still having goals and things that you want to achieve in your life.
I don't think it's a fine line. I think it's just sort of... I think that most Americans, most people I know, have a very easy time wanting, you know, the good things that they want in their life, the things that are worth striving for and all that other stuff. Whereas, the mistakes that we make are often having to do with getting things, you know, wanting things too soon. We have a debt-based society, and people just, over and over again, they make a lot of mistakes in as far as budgeting, and they want to get things too soon.
That's the main problem.
Yeah, the delayed gratification thing is so important, because the notion that you've got to have things instantly when you want them is a big, big problem. It's like a baby. I mean, you're basically being a baby at that level.
Yes.
And I think what you said before about focusing on personal and economic freedom, if you focus on that, then that's counter to spending money you don't have.
It's a good point.
And so when you can put yourself in that position where you see that, you see people out there who are truly financially free, who can do whatever they want, they can go wherever they want, when they want, they don't have a clock to punch or a boss to worry about, that's freedom. And that's far more desirable than getting these things that you don't really need, that you think you want, that you don't have the money for.
And you can have all of those things in the clear,
yes,
with no debt. Right. If you apply the financial discipline that we were talking about before. So you can have the things that you want and also have no debt at the same time, and that's the best way to be.
But the borrower is the slave to the lender every single time. And, what you're doing when you go into debt so deeply doing this stuff is you're decorating your cell.
that's a great point.
Yeah, that's very well put. And even if you have a mortgage, there's programs now that show how you can accelerate your payments without actually spending any more per month, just by making half of your mortgage payment 2 weeks early.
Yeah.
And those work really well, too, to get yourself out of debt, both for credit cards and mortgage.
All kinds of little tricks all over the place. The more you apply, the better off you're going to be. So you can have what you want, but patience is a very important factor, and I think that's what's lacking. Yeah, delayed gratification is very important. It's more satisfying, too, if you've worked for it. If you set those goals for yourself and you say, okay, I do want to have, you know, this big screen TV or this new car or whatever it is that's really shiny and special and that you really want to add to your life. I do want this, but I understand that I can't put it on the charge card. I understand that I need to have a certain amount in savings first before I go out and spend some of my hard-earned money on this item. Then you've actually really worked for it. You own it outright on day number one.
Yep.
And it's really yours.
What I use a charge card for and what it makes sense to me is, you know, for write-offs, to be able to document spending. Sometimes it's a heck of a lot easier to use a charge card than it is to have receipts for everything. And, you know, you can just at the end of the year just go through and outline the things that were, you know, the write-offs. And sometimes at the end of the month I'll make notes on the bill as to, you know, what this was and how much I spent on this particular bill, that kind of thing.
That's an interesting distinction you mentioned, Mark, calling it a charge card rather than a credit card.
Mm.
It's a charge card if you pay it off at the end of the month with money you can afford.
Good point.
But it's a credit card, that means you're using it for credit, so you're not paying it off, so you're paying interest on the unpaid balance.
And if you're going to have a charge card or a credit card or whatever, look for one of the ones with the cash back option. I don't think you really have to have that great a credit in order to get your hands on one of those. In fact, PayPal, if you've got money in your PayPal account, you can get a PayPal card with the MasterCard logo on it that functions as essentially a charge card would, but it just takes the money right out of your account. So it's like a debit card in that way, but you get a cash back of 1%. I mean, these vendors that you're buying things from are paying about 3% per transaction to the credit card company. There's no reason why you shouldn't get a 1% discount on every single thing you buy. You can.
That's right. If you like new cars, by the way, General Motors has a credit card where they give you points towards a new car, and you can get $3,000 off the price of the car after negotiation. You just
too shabby.
Yeah, that's not bad. So if you buy a car, a decent General Motors car, and there's a couple good ones now, you negotiate the price, you beat them down, whatever, and then right at the very end of the transaction, you swipe your card, and it takes another $3,000 off, or whatever points you've got, off the sticker price of the car.
But that's only for a new car, and
that's
only if you can afford something like that.
Right.
All right, so let's go to the email box. We'll talk about I'll do the email in a moment. The puppy. You guys haven't seen this video yet?
I haven't seen it, no.
You got to
tell me about it, but during the break.
You've got to find it during one of the breaks here so you can see exactly what
it's
about.
I don't know if I want to see it.
But the Marines, some of the Marines in Iraq have been caught. They recorded them. Not caught. They knew they were being recorded. They recorded themselves on video killing a puppy, throwing it like off of a cliff. Basically.
Must have been a terrorist puppy.
Now, according to Prison Planet, the neocons are doing everything in their power to downplay the shameful scenes of U.S. Marines throwing a puppy off a cliff in Iraq, while others are openly and sickeningly lamenting the fact that the poor victim was just a puppy and not an Iraqi baby. Shocking video shows two Marines talking on the edge of a cliff as one holds up a puppy by the scruff of its neck. The soldier then tosses the dog over the side of the cliff as it yelps in panic.
Gosh.
And the guys here are just laughing it up like this is just the best old time in the world.
So awful.
Neocons have reacted by claiming the video's fake or that the puppy was already dead prior to being thrown off the cliff.
A lot of yelping going on for a dead puppy.
In fact, Michelle Malkin's Hot Air blog attempts to analyze what a puppy would sound like when thrown off of a cliff. How on earth would they know, of course, and also makes out that the yelping noises are edited into the video. The post also claims that the puppy is motionless and therefore probably already dead before it's tossed over the side of the cliff. But as one of the respondents points out, when you hold a puppy, or kitten for that matter, by the nape of its neck, much in the way its mother would pick it up, its legs go limp and there's usually no struggle. It kind of puts the young animal in a catatonic, relaxed state. And that's how they were holding the puppy at the beginning of the video before they threw it off the cliff.
How awful.
The neocons attempt to deny the reality of the shocking video even after one of the Marines was identified by his Marine Corps base in Hawaii again highlights the childish nature of how they will stick their heads in the sand and pretend something doesn't exist when it completely contradicts the mythical pretense of the sanctity of the war in Iraq. The idea being that, oh, these soldiers are such great guys, and some of them are good guys. We know them personally. But it's not all it's not all good. In fact, it's mostly sick stuff like this. We'll continue with this, and you can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Imagine for a moment that everyone trusted you. You would sell more, love more, and accomplish more than you ever imagined. Scientists have discovered the human hormone oxytocin increases people's trust in each other. Now with Liquid Trust, you can harness this power. Buy Liquid Trust now at 800-507-3718 or on the web at liquidtrustspray.com. Use code FTL to get free shipping.
Call 800-507-3718 or liquidtrustspray.com.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Hi, neighbor. We all know that knowledge is power. We've tried to give you knowledge to help you prepare for rough times. There's the worldwide famine and our country's dependence on often dangerous food imports. You know about genetically poisoned food. Two-thirds of the food is disappearing with the bees, along with huge crop failures from all-time record water shortages. You know they're turning food into fuel with corn ethanol plants. If we do not control our food, food will be used to control us. Food control has been the plan historically in every enslaved population and is the plan for America. The only value of the knowledge you have to take control of your food is if you choose to get a supply while you still have the freedom to choose. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
In a world where dangerous situations happen, to include unforeseen world events, outdoor accidents, destructive weather, or even countries in conflict, a person should be prepared. In the wilderness, at home, or on the road, sometimes extreme measures are necessary to survive. Prepare yourself in advance and don't wait until disaster strikes. BestGlide.com is your leader in high-quality preparedness and emergency survival gear. BestGlide.com carries survival equipment for everyone, which includes our pre-configured survival kits or kits built to your specifications. Survival equipment, emergency fishing kits, fire starting, survival tools, and medical kits are available at BestGlide.com. Many items are standard issued for military and peacekeeping agencies worldwide, including U.S. Navy, U.S. Army, FBI, and many others. When ordering online, be sure to use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount off your order, or mention GCN when ordering via phone for your 10% discount. Call 888-834-9971 or visit BestGlide.com. That's 888-834-9971. Or BestGlide.com. Prepare yourself. Visit BestGlide.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at FreeTalkLive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up a new one via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, Sickles CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, so enjoy those on us, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies sending us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. See what I mean? Go to shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine. freetalklive.com. Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections?
Sickles. You all right?
No. Sickles CAI does collections. early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. Their employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. So, we're talking about the puppy video, which made somewhat big news splash this week when the Marines in some of the Marines in Iraq had decided to film themselves throwing a puppy off of a cliff. Now, of course, the neoconservatives are saying, and all their little commentator talking heads on television are trying to pass this off as being a fake. Ah, they faked it. They found a doll of a puppy and took the time to edit a bunch of sound clips in there. But I saw this footage, and you can clearly see that this is a real dog that they are holding
on
to.
It looks pretty clear to me.
And either way, even if it was faked, these are still some sick efforts.
Right, and you know, this is, I'm not saying, certainly not, wouldn't say that all the Marines everywhere are puppy-killing scum. I wouldn't say that, but, you know, the whole thing that the hawks do, and the hawks have mostly ended up being what they're now calling the people with international policy conservatives. That's what it means. It means you want to kill people. The international policy conservatives, part of their gig is they have to make the military look like a crew of saints. Like, oh, right. we send them in there to bring democracy and freedom to these people.
These are our boys. They're good boys.
Well, the fact is, you know, no matter how you slice it, the military, every military, is a group of paid killers. And when you take a person and put them into this sort of unnatural situation of, you know, killing all the time and turn them into this killing machine, they're going to be pretty cruel individuals. Now, I'm not saying they can't recover. I'm not saying they can't reenter society. Yeah. I'm not saying they shouldn't be able to own weapons later when they get back here or anything like that. All I'm saying is it's bad for the mind to be in this kind of situation.
But, you know, the longer a war goes on, the lower the quality of the recruits becomes.
That's true. Well, we know the Army has been dropping their requirements. I don't think the Marine Corps has had to do that yet. But generally, I mean, it gets harder and harder to find people that want to go die.
And all it takes is one bad apple and a couple of mindless followers, and you see what you get.
It says here that when a government sets the standard that torture is justified, this is what happens. People become dehumanized to the point where they treat humans as animals and are fully prepared to torture and kill animals for the purposes of a sick joke. By the way, as an aside, Mark, you said that many of them can come back and live normal lives. That might be true. But also, many of them come back and get jobs as police officers as well, which ties into what we were talking about last night with some of the police abuse.
That's because they've been taught, you know, this sort of civil servant role. They know that kind of thing, you know, toting around the gun and making sure that people follow orders kind of thing. You know, it's an easy role for them.
Yeah, but what I'm saying here is people like this sicko are becoming cops. Just as so you know, in addition, despite admitted atrocities committed at Abu Ghraib and other torture camps, including raping children and beating people to death, the fact that a puppy has caused more outrage reflects on how the rest of society has also been dehumanized. And yeah. I think that's an excellent point.
It's true.
There is so much outrage and so much news coverage about this one Marine killing one puppy in Iraq. But yet all of the, 100,000 or more, some have estimated over 600,000 the last time I saw numbers,
right.
And it's been months.
If they're not Americans, they're not people, so they don't count. They're subhumans.
Right. So a puppy's more important than the poor, innocent Iraqis that were slaughtered.
Somehow a puppy can span racial and ethnic and national borders, but, you know, humans can't.
Even more disturbing is the fact that comments by neoconservatives on the original YouTube clip, which has now been pulled, expressed sickening lament that the puppy was not, in actual fact, an Iraqi baby. Routinely, when we trace these comments back, they lead to MySpace pages belonging to people who'd served in Iraq. These are the kind of people who, when we write an article detailing the building of concentration camps in America, will simultaneously deny the existence of those camps while calling for us to be incarcerated and tortured within them. So, one of the users, EHS332, writes, "Would it still be funny if he threw a three-month-old baby off a cliff? Yes, it would be funny, but only if it was an Iraqi baby."
There you go. Good Lord.
The frightening thing is that these monsters are coming back and becoming cops, which is partially why we've seen an explosion in cases of extreme police brutality since 2003. There's a steady legacy of abuses and atrocities coming out of Iraq that we've had the displeasure of watching online for years, so to learn of a puppy being thrown off of a cliff is almost standard fare. In fact, Mark, when you went to go and look for the video on YouTube, Didn't you find some video of them shooting at dogs instead?
Yeah.
So, this isn't the first dog abuse video that has actually come out of Iraq. In fact, I read a story a few moments ago, or I think it was somebody posting it in the chat room, that they found a video of some military guys, U.S. military in Iraq, that had some dogs were sniffing around some bombs, and so they detonated the bombs.
Gosh. Yeah.
Just what does that say about how they view life?
Nothing nice.
We go to your phone calls. Frank in Oregon is on the line. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Frank.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to make a comment about what you were saying the other day. You were talking about Stefan Molyneux, and you were talking with Rob from Georgia about whether or not the Ron Paul movement is helping the Liberty movement or if it's detracting away. And I've been working with the campaign, and I worked in New Hampshire and Nevada and Washington and Oregon as well. And I've seen kind of both. I've seen a lot of Ron Paul supporters who are new to the movement, new to the ideas, and they don't quite understand the evilness of government and why the initiation of force is immoral, and they still have their pet projects. You know, they still want to have the government stepping in when it comes to abortion or drugs or this or that. But on the other hand, with a couple of really good friends of mine, I've seen the total opposite. The outpouring of support for, you know, liberty groups like you know, the Free State Project, and then, you know, reading Austrian economics and things like Hayek, and I think overall it's helping at least expose your average Joe to the ideas of liberty, but definitely not in maybe the
it's not perfect
hardcore spirit that maybe you or your listeners.
I totally get it. And, you know, Stefan Molyneux's proposal is that you ask everyone you know, and every libertarian out there asks everyone they know that, and these are only, I guess I shouldn't say libertarians, every anarcho-capitalist out there asks everyone they know, do you support the use of force against me? And it's kind of, you know, it's sort of to some extent on his part Monday morning quarterbacking. Now, I understand where he's coming from, and I support him. I think he does a great show, and I I get what he's trying to do. But, you know, every time you do something in the libertarian movement, there's always 10 libertarians standing on the sidelines telling you how you should have done it better or different. And you got to get out there and just do stuff. And, you know, sometimes it's not going to be, it's never going to be perfect. There's always going to be mistakes.
And the Ron Paul campaign, I think, should be viewed as a foot in the door. For many people, it's their first exposure. And if you've got more comments, you can hang on. 800-259-9231. It's their first exposure to liberty. And that's important on its own. I think that Frank is right, and it's absolutely doing good things. More on the way. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years, I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care and cardio maintenance. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by Jim Strauss after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. As a seventh-generation herbalist, Jim knew that there were herbs that had a long tradition of heart, blood, and circulation properties, and that there had to be another option besides going under the knife. Jim said no and began working on a formula to better himself and others. After he perfected the mixture of herbs and spices, he created Strauss Heart Drops. Get the Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.95. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you really can do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer. Packet B, The Unholy Alliance. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Blood sugar, cholesterol, and circulation levels return to normal. Arteries unclog. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance naturally with absolutely no negative side effects. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with a patient of his who started taking Heart and Body Extract.
I have a best experience with a gentleman who was a colleague of mine for many, many years. And so we got him this product, and he could not walk from his house to the mailbox to get his mail because he had congestive heart failure. And after being on this product for about 4 to 6 weeks, he was able to walk 50 minutes per day. And after 2 months, he was walking up to 3 miles per day.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2 month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Features we give away, so including the archives, by the way, so enjoy all of those downloads totally free right there on the front page of the website, freetalklive.com.
March 12th through the 15th is the 56th annual running of the Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring. It's presented by Fresh from Florida. The world's fastest sports cars will battle for 12 hours on the famous Sebring road course. For tickets and information, call 1-800-626-RACE. SebringRaceway.com. March 12th through the 15th. Don't miss it. SebringRaceway.com.
1-800-259-9231. Continuing with your phone calls, we go back to Frank in Oregon. Frank, we're talking about... are you still there, by the way? Frank? I think I heard him. So, we're talking about Ron Paul and the argument that some have made that Ron Paul's doing more damage than good to the libertarian movement. And I just don't think it's backed up in any way by any fact. I think it's just pure supposition. And
I would agree.
Yeah, and you're saying that you've seen it personally because you're actually on the ground. You're the guy that actually traveled from Oregon to New Hampshire as part of the Operation Live Free or Die project. So you are definitely one of the most active of Ron Paul activists.
Yeah, and I think even if you take all the negative parts of the movement out and you just focus on one of the biggest issues that everyone agrees upon, and that's getting rid of the Federal Reserve and really focusing on where the value of our money comes from and how that whole system works, and that's unanimous agreement. So, I mean, even if you can get all the people together to just reduce the government just in that area or that aspect, you would have more, you know, liberty happening in this country than, you know, the last I don't know how many years. And, you know, that's a goal worthwhile, even if maybe, you know, they still want to, you know, keep abortion, you know, this way or that way, or continue the war on drugs, or, you know, whatever other government program that those people like, if they're helping you achieve just, you know, one of your goals, then it's beneficial to keep them, you know, keep them on your team, I guess.
Right. And Ron Paul's goals, for the most part, are of a libertarian nature. He's not the perfect libertarian candidate. He's no Harry Brown. He's not out talking about the principles of why government doesn't work.
The perfect libertarian wouldn't be running for office.
I don't know. Harry Brown was a pretty darn good candidate.
That guy was
amazing.
Well, also, I think Michael Bednarik is also one of the better activists as far as, you know, putting his money where his mouth is, I guess you could say.
In fact, Ron Paul himself used to be a better libertarian candidate back when he ran in 1988. Yeah. He had a much more pure libertarian message. But what he's trying to do is not run as a libertarian, but run as a Republican, which means that he has to, because he's a politician, it means he has to shift his message to its target audience. And, you know, it's certainly not, he's not targeting neocons, but he's targeting the disaffected Republicans. And to that end, I think he's doing a fine job. All things considered, he's doing better in the polls than any libertarian candidate has ever done, which is why I say he's a great foot in the door. He's not talking about principle. He's just talking about sensible changes that can be made to drastically reduce the size of the federal government. And that's something that a lot of people want to hear and that they're listening for. And then once they find Ron Paul, they inevitably will do more looking and more searching, and they'll find other libertarian websites like Free Talk Live or LoureRockwell.com where they're going to get a real dose of principle, where they're going to get the dose that they need to absorb to understand that it's more than just about policy changes. It's about a change in thinking. It's a fundamental change in the way you view the world. That's what libertarianism is about. It's about respecting others and their ability to live their lives how they want, and in return, you get to live your life how you want, as long as nobody's hurting themselves. And so, you know, people are going to find that message if they like what Ron Paul is saying. There's a much better, greater increased chance that they will come across the true libertarian message because of the Ron Paul campaign. And I think that it's an incalculably impressive and good campaign that he's been running. So I don't think there's anything you can say that's bad about it.
You look at the Free State Project signups since the Ron Paul movement's really catching momentum. It correlates.
They've gone up.
I think you're going to see a larger amount of people look into those sorts of projects and get together. I mean, in my own local area, there's, you know, people getting together talking about the feasibility of going to New Hampshire or what they can do locally to really affect change. And I also think that the congressional races coming up here are going to be another fundamental shift that maybe the party towers, the GOP, Hawks, and others aren't expecting. Because if you look at some of the Ron Paul platform congressional candidates, they're already winning their primaries, and some states have already been taking over, like the Alaska GOP. They've had their entire charter changed by Ron Paul supporters taking over the party.
Wow,
nice.
And, I think you're just going to see more and more of that. But I had one other comment about the financial tips you guys were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you have any amount of money that's, you know, over 5 or 10 grand, get it out of dollars and put it into something that's going to actually keep its value.
Good
like
point.
Gold or silver.
Idea. Gold and silver right now are just going up and up. I'm a little scared about how high they're going to go, but
if the dollar can be a roof at this point.
Well, it's daily records, and so is silver.
Historically, as the dollar weakens, gold and silver and precious metals go up. I mean, that's pretty much something you can count on.
But let's keep this in perspective. The high for gold was approximately $850 an ounce around 1980. Silver was about $55, but that was in 1980 dollars. In today's dollars, the high is probably for gold $2,200, and we're not even close to that yet. We're not even half there.
A lot of commodities speculators and analysts are saying that, you know, $2,000-$3,000 an ounce is definitely possible with gold. But I would also tell everyone to keep an eye on March 31st when Japan's fiscal year ends, and the effects of the yen carry trade are going to have dire consequences on metal holders. So,
all right, man, you'll have to check back in and remind us about that one. Frank, thanks for the call tonight and the discussion. We appreciate it. 1-800-259-9231. I wouldn't get too caught up in all of the Ron Paul congressional candidates as far as, you know, thinking that something fundamental is going to change there, simply because I have a feeling a lot of them are just more wolves in sheep's clothing, people that are just kind of, they're trying to capture the Ron Paul activists and get them to work for them.
Well,
if you don't have a candidate that signed the small government pledge, you don't have somebody who's serious in my book, and I think a lot of these people are the ones
that Ron Paul endorses. Likely he's done some vetting there. I would guess so.
I would hope so.
But you're right.
He has not endorsed.
The Republican Party essentially says, you know, when they're not in power, they say the same things as
right.
the Libertarians do. Oh, fiscal conservatives are going to be rein in the budget and government
right.
spending too many government programs.
So if you're a power seeking Republican, as most of them are, and you want to get elected, what do? You say, I'm a Ron Paul Republican. I'm for smaller government. Especially if
I need
never...
the money that you're going to give me and all the campaign support.
Right, especially if you've never been elected before and you've got no track record whatsoever, then you can say whatever the hell you want to say. Oh, yeah, I've always been a fan of Ron Paul. Sure, come on board, help my campaign. I need some money.
But you know what, even if you assume that 25% of them are authentic, that's still a lot more than we have in Congress now. And you have to try. You have to at least do what you have to ascertain if that person is sincere or not. Because,
right.
because
that's all I'm saying.
Yeah,
just imagine
if we had 10 Ron Pauls in Congress rather than just one. And we can have that.
Well, they could swing some votes at that point, which would be, I think that'd be fantastic.
They can stop a lot of bad laws from happening.
Right. Just be careful. These are politicians you're dealing with. Always remember that. Just because they happen to say something that sounds good doesn't mean anything.
Yep, it's synonymous with liar.
Yep, 1-800-259-9231, unscreen to the amp line. Who is this?
Mac.
Mac in Georgia. What's on your mind?
I'm good, Mac. Listening. I know I'm a couple days late, but I was thinking about the border fence thing.
Yeah.
If you want to talk about government wasted money, think about the Joint Strike Fighter Project.
The Joint Strike Fighter Project?
Yeah, the F-22 project.
Oh, yeah, that was the disaster.
Wait, what is this?
I don't have all the specifics on it, but I saw
military,
that.
The military is thinking about, but the military is putting billions of dollars into modernizing this air fleet, especially with the Air Force, Marines, and the Navy. They're trying to get one or two fighter jets for all three services. And I think when it started, it was supposed to be like about $45 million per plane. And I think per plane, it has tripled.
Of course. Hang on. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live. You take control. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267. It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
On September 11, 2001, the New World Order hijacked our government and began the process of trying to destroy the United States of America. If we, the American citizens, do not intervene immediately, they will succeed. It is time we stand together now and make our voice heard. At RightToRedress.com, we have the solution. We write congressional letters for you and organize powerful campaigns that will get results and hold Congress responsible to the voters and laws of this country. Get our weekly newsletter and join thousands of other patriotic citizens in a collective demand for a new 9/11 investigation, a stop to the North American Union and the collapse of our economy. For less than 5 cents a day, we will provide you with all the tools you need to use your First Amendment rights in a proven and effective way. We need every concerned U.S. citizen to join us and be heard in Washington now. We can take back our government if we all work together. Join us at www.righttoredress.com. That's righttoredress.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We go right back into your phone calls here. By the way, if you want to help support the show, we'd love for you to go shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You've got to buy stuff to live life, and Amazon's got the stuff you need in 41 categories, used and new. Amazon.freetalklive.com is the portal you want to enter through if you want a percentage of your sale to go to Free Talk Live. So that's amazon.freetalklive.com. Back to the amp line and back to Mac in Georgia. Mac, what else was on your mind tonight?
Oh, well, what I was saying about the Joint Strike Project was that, you know, you would think that the government would learn not to throw the money into a black hole, but, you know, that it's getting to the point that the fighter jets that we do have, like the F-16, the F-18, they're getting to the point that they're falling apart in the sky. Matter of fact, there was a crash in Alabama last month, and a pilot was killed, and they traced back to those stress fractures in the airframe. Mm. These planes are like 20 years old, and you know they're awesome.
Yeah, you'd think with all the money they had coming in, they could at least keep upkeep their equipment, but they're not even very good at that, huh?
I mean, you got to think about it. Once you use stuff, after a while, you can put $1 million into something, and it's still gonna fall apart just because of age.
Yeah. Now, Mac, you used to be a military policeman, right?
I'm still a military policeman. I used to be a civilian police.
Okay, you are a military policeman. Gotcha. Now, we were talking earlier about these the Marines that threw the puppy off the cliff, and actually during the break, our internet listeners have been able to hear me listening to watching some of these other videos, because the puppy being thrown off the cliff is just, you know, only the tip of an iceberg. There have been several other videos that have come out. I watched two so far this hour that have shown Marines whooping it up and ha-ha, hee-hawing and having a good old time blowing up dogs. Other videos show them shooting dogs. So this is not unusual. Did you ever come across some of these people? Were you aware of these people being in the military with you?
Yeah, I mean, the unit I'm in now, mostly retired people from active duty, but, you know, they're not. We usually don't have to deal with sadistic people. They usually go in and they do something, they get kicked right out. But and when I was in ROTC in high school, I had an ROTC instructor. He used to be an MP, and then he became a sniper, then became a drill instructor before he retired. And he was telling me about how he used to throw dogs off of railroad bridges, and in one case the train actually was coming through and hit the dog, and in another case he was telling me that he shot a cat and with a sniper rifle, and the bullet splashed the cat in half, and
I bet it did.
I mean, all kind of stuff.
These are the people, and these people are psychopaths. People that can do horrible things to animals are the kinds of, I guess they're the kind of people the military's looking for, because they don't really have any appreciation for life at all, and they don't mind hurting other people, and it's just, I mean, they found that people that are, you know, abusive to animals are likely to grow up to be killers of humans.
It's not that they're looking for them, it's just that it's the same situation like police.
Yep,
right, they see it on there. Right, because they know they can get away with killing people and not get in trouble for it, right?
I mean, in some cases, you know, standards are low, you know, just like for law enforcement, standards, you know, they're improving, but standards are low in the military. Incompetence, as long as you're a yes person, it doesn't matter how dumb you are or anything like that, as long as you can just follow commands, you know. You promotable.
There you go. That's spoken from a man who is in the military. Mac, thanks for the call tonight, dude. 800-259-9231. If you're a yes person, there you go. You're in. And if you don't mind killing people, in fact, these guys appear to like it. Just listening to them laugh after blowing up a dog.
It is shocking, but I try not to indict the entire military by the
Did
guys.
I indict the entire military?
I'm just saying that I try not to indict the entire military by, you know, these guys that happen to be wearing the uniform. But, man, there are a lot of videos out there. And I think that it's, you know, that it's not just those people, but it's the situation that they're put in at the same time. I think that it twists their minds.
Here's an email that came in from Tyrone. He says, "Hey, guys, I'd like to say I love the show and have been listening for a little while now. Before I go on, I must say, please be patient, for I went to government school." So did I, Tyrone. "For years now, considered myself a true American patriot, but boy, was I naive. After going to different patriot sites on the internet, I was heartbroken and disillusioned at the fact that I was unwelcomed. The patriots didn't want my type around or my help. But why? I was a hard-working, good person, no criminal record, and I'm a vet. So you might wonder, why wouldn't they want me among their ranks? Well,
I'm guessing the first name.
I'm a black man, and that's why I'm so skittish about joining the Free State Project, because some people might not want me around. I'm old enough to know it's not everybody, but how many does it take to make a person feel uncomfortable? Thank you, and please keep up the good work." From Tyrone.
It may very well be true. I don't know. But I haven't met any Free State Project member that I would have that I would believe to be bigoted. At least not more than the slight amount of bigoted that sort of most people have. You know, just people being different than that kind of thing. But I think they're more welcoming is the how I would see it.
I agree. At least the ones that are around here that I interact with, I don't see a speck of hatred for others. They the people that are around here, at least, they judge people on an individual basis.
That's what a libertarian should do.
And I concur with you, too. All the people I've met in the Free State Project have been very welcoming, and we would welcome Tyrone like everybody else.
Now, that's the Free State Project members and the people that we associate with. But that's not to say that there won't be racists in New Hampshire. Racists are all over this country.
I don't think that they here for racism to really happen, you have to have a sizable population of, you know, the race that
But you've also got like 97% white people,
right,
in New Hampshire.
That's the
as
point
well.
That I'm actually making. The fact is, there aren't enough black people here in New Hampshire for the white people to hate them
or feel threatened.
Yeah, but don't you think that racists would move to a place like New Hampshire or Vermont or something like that?
I think racists, if they're going to move for their color, are going to move to Idaho. You know, that's I'm sorry to say, but that's sort of where they end up.
Vermont,
you know, that's the one that has the reputation, as it were.
Let me give you an example of the, you know, the fact is there are racists all across America. Don't try to pretend like there aren't going to be some in New Hampshire. Recently, there was a Live Free or Die festival down in nearby Jaffrey, which is a smaller town to the southeast of of Keene. And it was a couple of years back, actually, that they
Has
had
it been
this.
That long?
It was before we came here, actually. It was
but
right
I
before
went to the one, the Live Free or Die.
So there's one every year. So it was a few years ago, right before we arrived, that they had one of these festivals, and apparently some racists showed up and made themselves known, I guess.
Okay.
And they were ostracized from that, from as I understand it, from that festival. And, you know, a lot of people said, look, if these guys are here next year, we are not coming back next year. And so, you know,
well, you really can't, when it comes to a festival, an open air festival like that, you really can't control who comes and who doesn't. But, I, you know, the biggest thing you can do is just make them feel uncomfortable.
Right. Those people were, all I'm saying is they were made to feel uncomfortable and they were ostracized.
I have never seen anything like that here. I've seen a couple of red, of the rebel flags, the Confederate flags, the Virginia cavalry flag or whatever on the back of,
that doesn't mean anything. Just
it doesn't mean that necessarily. It, you know, it's sort of a little warning light.
It could just be a flip you to the, you know, the Yankees.
Right. It could very well be that. A lot of things. I like the Confederate flag. I like the way it looks. I think it's a beautiful flag. However, I wouldn't put one on the back of my car simply because I know that some people would see it and feel bad.
You know, growing up,
hurt their feelings.
Growing up in New England like I did, and I went away for a while, came back, I would say New Englanders tend to be a bit more tolerant than other regions of the country in general. And up here, the farther north you get, it seems to be even more so. So, because they just don't have polarization that they do. If you go to New York, for example, there's all these different ethnic groups, and
right.
they all have pet names for each other.
Like, there's enough of them that they can grow upset with them. Here, it's just not so. If I see a black guy in town, I run up and hug him, is what I say.
Yeah.
I don't actually run up and hug black people in town.
But you want to.
But I do. You know, I'm glad to see them. I am happy that they're here.
A little color.
A little something. I have learned the names of the Chinese people at the Chinese restaurants. I try to make sure that that those people feel particularly welcome.
I like it when I see Mexicans up here too.
Yeah, well,
I mean, they've really come up a long way.
I found one.
Yeah, you also don't see as many religious zealots here either. The religious people here tend to be more tolerant than other places I've been.
Yeah, you know, I have never seen, not that I would encounter very many of them, but even the religious people the overtly religious people that I know are religious are not zealotous or hateful.
Well, I've seen
a
few of the abortion bumper stickers, you know, where there's a whole bunch of them.
Oh, they're up
that
here.
Kind of thing.
And they pick
but
it outside.
It's not like Bradenton, Florida.
No,
where it's, you know,
they pick it outside of Planned Parenthood, too. Look, you know, it's never going to be easy. As a liberty-loving activist, whether you're black, white, Hispanic, whatever it is that your skin color might happen to be, it's never going to be easy what it is we're trying to do, and that's change people's hearts and minds. And I, for one, welcome people of all sorts of colors and genders and ages up here. If you love liberty, you will find some great friends here in New Hampshire. There's no doubt about it.
We all have.
FreeStateProject.org. You can take control tomorrow night. We'll be back then. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
DVD,
books,
music,
instruments,
periodicals,
computers,
software,
electronics,
photo,
cell phone,
office product,
home and garden,
bed and bath,
furniture,
kitchen,
pet supply,
automotive,
hardware,
apparel,
shoes,
jewelry,
grocery,
healthcare,
sports and outdoors,
toys,
games,
used and more.
It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.